Commercial property owners and businesses in the Waikiki Beach Special Improvement District from Kapahulu Avenue to the Alawai Boat Harbor will be assessed fees for sand replenishment and other projects. Waikiki Improvement Association President Rick Egid.
The assessments are 7.63 cents per $1,000 valuation. That way, everybody pays their fair share in relationship to the value of their property. And so obviously, the beachfront properties pay the most, but even properties towards the back of Waikiki pay a little because they also benefit from Waikiki Beach.
A nonprofit organization will be established to raise $605,000 by June 2016 with matching funds from the State Department of Land and Natural Resources. Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed the measures to establish the assessment and provide funding to DLNR. The mayor says the first project will be at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in early 2017.
This groin that we're talking about that was built in the 1927, one of the last original groins of which there were 10, is going to be replaced. It's going to look better, and hopefully as they continue to do others, you'll see sand coming back in areas that don't have sand today. That's our hope.
The District Association will elect a 26-member board of directors with fee simple owners and lessees comprising the majority. The board will develop a beach management plan and identify projects to undertake with DLNR. Ted Bush has been a beach boy for 49 years and says Waikiki Beach is one natural disaster away from disappearing.
Every time we get a major storm, we lose a lot of beach. It shifts a lot. Everything under us has been introduced. None of this is natural sand. Current can move it, wind can move it, anybody can move it. So we have to have something in place to address any emergencies.
Ultimately, the tourist will pay the fee, which will be handed down to them by Waikiki businesses. Glendis Bignell from Queensland, Australia, visits Waikiki every 2 years. Bignell says Australia's Sunshine Coast, where she's from, also loses sand, but it's the local government's responsibility.
We're a tourist state, Queensland. It falls back onto the council, and the council replenish it and pay for it. I don't think you should put it onto the tourists because you're going to get less tourists if you do that. So they've got to come up with another way of doing it.
But Mayor Caldwell says going through the state legislative process is time-consuming, and Waikiki landowners want to be able to address beach erosion consistently instead of waiting for it to become an emergency.
If we do it on a regular basis, probably the cost won't be as much as when now you have a major problem and you have to have a huge barge and remember that gigantic pipe and you had heavy equipment on the beach. Yes, I would say that smaller footprint doing it on a regular basis should cost less if it's done right.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.